Imagine you get called for jury duty, only instead of the form that normally comes in the mail, you get ordered to come down to the court and fill out a 34-page questionnaire. 1,000 people in New York recently had to do this, and of 118 questions, it's number 48 that cuts to the chase. The question is, the case for which you are summoned involves the defendant Joaquin Archivaldo Guzman Loera, also known as El Chapo. Have you read, seen, or heard anything about the defendant, the case, or the people involved?
This man makes a living mockery of America's war on drugs. He is Joaquin El Chapo Guzman,
also known as El Chapo, the short one.
Chapo Guzman is like the Osama bin Laden of drug trafficking.
Heads the ultra-violent, ultra-lucrative Sinaloa drug cartel.
So rich he made the Forbes magazine billionaires list using boats, submarines, airplanes, marijuana, cocaine, heroin, meth.
Y El Chapo Guzman es como Dios.
El Chapo Guzman, he's like a god.
He escaped from a maximum security prison for the second time.
And tonight at 10, we are tracking a big development.
Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been extradited to the U.S. to face charges for his role as the head of the cartel.
So you've probably heard of El Chapo. You may have also heard that last year he was extradited from Mexico to New York. And right now, he's sitting in a maximum security jail in Manhattan, awaiting a trial that could put him behind bars for life. This is the drug trafficking case of the century. I mean, the feds have been after Chapo for decades, and they're throwing all their weight behind this prosecution. But this case is about more than El Chapo's guilt or innocence. It's about the entire war on drugs. So next month, as Chapo's trial starts in Brooklyn, we take you to meet the people you won't hear from in the courtroom. The hitman for hire.
He steals, and he also kills people for money.
The reporters who are risking their lives to get the story.
Right. You want to see the real thing? I'm going to take you there.
The president who launched Mexico's war on drugs.
I demanded to the Americans, stop the flow of money and stop the flow of weapons.
El Chapo's family.
Oh my God, that guy looks
was that Chapo?
So much
that
like
was
Chapo.
El Chapo's brother.
The DEA agent who tracked him down.
That was the moment where it was like, all right, the hunt's on now.
And the people caught in the middle.
When her kids were killed, there were soldiers everywhere, but they couldn't do anything. She asked what they are good for if they couldn't protect her family.
I'm Keegan Hamilton. This is Chapo from Vice News. Coming November 1st, exclusively on Spotify, and available in both English and Spanish.
Believe me, this is beyond one man. This is beyond one case of drug trafficking.